From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 19th. Coming up, Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday announced a new bridge plan to move Illinois from Phase 4 to Phase 5 of its reopening. We'll sort through the details of the governor's announcement with State House editor Hannah Meisel in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A health care bill spearheaded by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus has passed out of the State House on a party-line vote. Sponsors say the bill is meant to reckon with racial inequities in health care, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Representative Camille Lilly of Chicago says the bill makes better health care outcomes and human life a priority.
Access to health care has to be looked through equity lens. We must invest in our communities and in our infrastructures in our communities that gives individuals, our citizens, a chance to live.
Among other changes, the bill would establish a commission to evaluate the state's Medicaid program and place a temporary hold on hospital closures. The bill now goes to the Senate. Meanwhile, a Republican state representative has officially been condemned by his colleagues in the House after Democrats last night voted on a resolution censuring him. Representative Chris Miller of Oakland attended the so-called Save America rally on January 6th that would later become a violent attempted insurrection on the U.S. Capitol as Congress was voting to certify Joe Biden as president-elect. Last month, video footage of Miller's truck on that day surfaced on social media, sporting a sticker representing a paramilitary hate group. Miller has since taken the sticker off his vehicle and claimed ignorance about what the group was. On Thursday, Miller defended himself.
I had no part in the violent events at the Capitol that day, and I condemn any and all violence. I can assure you that my dedication to the safety and security of our state and our country's citizens is second to none.
Though many GOP members of the legislature condemned those who incited the violent insurrection on January 6th, no House Republican voted in favor of the resolution condemning Miller last night, saying it went too far. More than a few Democrats also abstained from voting on the measure, which ultimately passed but has no teeth for punishing Miller. The Champaign City Council voted unanimously this week to put up honorary street signs in front of the city building in recognition of the Black Lives Matter movement. But one black member of the city council says she's not impressed. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Tuesday's vote follows up on a January study session where council members decided on the honorary street name for a section of downtown Chester Street after narrowly rejecting a more visible and expensive Black Lives Matter street mural. Council member Clarissa Nickerson-Foreman says it seemed to her that some on the council were trying to do the bare minimum to placate Champaign's African-American community.
They were sitting there trying to figure out, what can we give these blacks? What can we give the blacks if we can't give them the street mural? What can we do? And that is what the meeting was.
Foreman says she agrees with council member Alicia Beck, who voiced hope at Tuesday's meeting that the city council would follow up with policies addressing the disparities faced by Champaign's black residents. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign-Urbana public health officials reported just over 1,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered on Wednesday. More than 43,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County. That accounts for about 25% of the county's vaccine-eligible population. County officials also reported 57 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the current number of active cases up to 244, including 10 county residents hospitalized with the virus. The death toll now stands at 135. Still to come, we'll learn more about Governor Pritzker's so-called bridge plan for the state of Illinois. State House editor Hannah Meisel helps us sort through the details. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Starting April 12th, all Illinois residents 16 and older outside of Chicago will be eligible for the coronavirus vaccines. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that change on Thursday. It wasn't the only change he mentioned. Sean Crawford spoke with State House editor Hannah Meisel to sort through it all.
Hannah, let's start with the vaccines. Why did he make this change in Illinois?
If you remember last week, President Joe Biden made, you know, a primetime speech, and one of the things that he touched upon was he wanted states by May 1st to make the vaccine available to all adults, or rather 16 and older. You know, we're able to make this change, at least the governor in IDPH says, because we have been on this upward trajectory of, you know, getting vaccines into arms, and vaccine supply from the federal government has increased. Now, in the past 7 days, we've averaged around 100,000 shots administered in Illinois per day.
Now, why Illinois residents outside of Chicago? Why the difference there?
Well, so from the beginning, last fall, when vaccines actually started to get approved, the federal government split Chicago and Illinois. And so the city of Chicago is in charge of its own vaccine distribution program, and they get their own vaccine allotment from the federal government. And so, you know, Governor Pritzker is only in charge of vaccine distribution outside of the city of Chicago.
I mentioned there were some other changes that the governor had announced, and this includes reopening the economy a bit more. What's the governor talking about?
That's right. Way back in the spring, I want to say it was like the first week of May, the governor announced this so-called Restore Illinois five-phase economic reopening program. And I believe that at that time we were still in phase two, and then we moved to phase three, and then we moved to phase four, where we have been since July. For the last few months, you know, as vaccines have been rolled out, metrics have just been falling from, you know, cases, new cases to hospitalizations to deaths. And so this new bridge, so-called bridge phase, will take us from the current phase four to phase five. This includes more capacity at places like retail stores and the salon and zoo. We're moving from 50% capacity to 60% capacity at places like retail stores. You might not notice that. But for social events like a wedding, previously it's been 50 people max, or half of the capacity of, you know, a banquet hall at a normal time. But now when we move into this bridge phase, which will might still be a few weeks yet, you can have up to 250 people. And if you are vaccinated, that does not count against the total number of people. And so, you know, you have to prove that you're vaccinated, and we don't have all the details yet about how that will work, but, you know, you can start having fairly large events.
Well, Hannah, just a few seconds left, but did the governor give any indication of when he thought we might be back to, I guess, what we would call normal phase five?
He's still reluctant, of course, to give dates or timelines, but if we meet the metrics to go into this bridge phase in a few weeks, we could be back to phase five, you know, as little as 28 days after that. So, you know, we'd put us in late spring. However, it's not a guarantee that going from the bridge phase to phase five will be in even 28 days. It could be longer.
That's Hannah Meisel. She's our State House editor. I'm Sean Crawford.
That's Illinois Public Radio State House editor Hannah Meisel speaking with Sean Crawford. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies and cool temperatures today with a high of 49 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Christine Hatfield, Jim Meadows, and Sean Crawford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend, and go Illini!